This is the High School Football Recap Show with Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network. Coming up, a complete review of all of last night's games. The Recap Show is brought to you by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. The stars will shine brighter at the beach on December 14th in the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives Bowl. And brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Now, here's Phil with a look back at all of last night's action around South Carolina.
And good morning. Welcome to the High School Football Recap Show. Well, everything is almost back to normal in high school football around South Carolina after the big storm. Some places are still not able to play, but at least the high school league has extended the regular season by a week so teams can get in their region games. Most everybody, however, is able to play, and last night was a beautiful night for high school football around South Carolina. So let's catch you up on the scores, beginning in the upstate. One of the big games, big rivalry game, Gaffney and Burns. It went to overtime. The Indians win it 16-9. Another big rivalry game, the Battle of Spartanburg, and the Spartanburg High School Vikings down Dorman 23-7. Also in the upstate, Landrum over Blacksburg, 28-6. In overtime, Union County beat Broome, 28-22. Abbeville rolled over Calhoun Falls, 56-0. Mountain View, 27, Chapman, 9. Powdersville, 33, Christchurch, 14. Clinton, 46, Chesney, 21. It was Crescent, 56, West Oak, 7, while Daniel shut out Travelers Rest, 54-0. Also in the upstate, Malden over Easley, 36-28. Riverside, 33, Eastside, 8. Westside, big win over Emerald, 41-17. Northwestern, equally a big winner over Fort Mill, 65-6, while Wren defeated Fountain View 49-12. Lamar goes to Great Falls and gets the win 47-0. Greer defeats Blue Ridge 49-21. Catawba Ridge gets past Indian Land 14-7, while Lancaster down Dreer 42-33. Lawrence with a shutout win over Southside, final score of 49-0. Walhalla 20, Pendleton 7. It was Rock Hill 52, Nation Ford 29. Seneca 42, Berea 0. Palmetto defeated Southside Christian 21-10. Boiling Springs over Wade Hampton 55-14. Also in the upstate last night, Ware Shoals 47, McCormick 0. Whitmire 38, Dixie 18, and South Point big winner over York 42-0. Few games in the upstate to be played today. St. Joseph's and Carolina High. Greenwood at Greenville. Hillcrest against J.L. Mann. That's a big matchup there. And T.L. Hanna will play Woodmont today. Around the Midlands last night, A.C. Florida down Richland Northeast 44-7. The Cavaliers, two straight losses with their star quarterback, Will Wilson, on the sideline. Another big matchup in the Midlands turned out to be not such a tight ball game as Dutch Fork beat up on White Knoll 38-0. And in a matchup of ranked teams, Irmo got the better of River Bluff 35-14. Also around the Midlands, Ridgeland over Allendale Fairfax 12-0. Strom Thurmond 53, American Leadership 0. Batesburg Leesville 42, 96-14. Blackville Hilda 50, Wagner Sally 6. West Florence edged Blythewood 19-14. It was Macby 33, C.A. Johnson 22, Hunter Kiner Tyler 28, Calhoun County 0. Lexington edged Chapin. Good ball game here. And that final score, 33-32 for the Wildcats. Mid-Carolina top Columbia High, 24-14. Denmark Oler, 44. Hardeeville, 9. Also around the Midlands, Fairfield Central, 22. Chester, 6. It was Gilbert, 35. Midland Valley, 28. Gray Collegiate with a big day against Airport, 50-0. That final score. Keenan, 44. Silver Bluff, 15. South Florence down Lakewood 42-12. Wilson and Lower Richland, and it's LR getting that win, 23-20, while Newberry rolled over Fox Creek, 47-0. Orangeburg Wilkinson, 21, Hanahan, 12, Saluda, 53, Pillion, nothing. Also around the Midlands, Williston Elko, 20, Ridge Spring Minetta, 14, Ridgeview, 50, Lugoff Elgin, nothing, and it was Westwood, 26, Spring Valley, nothing. To the PD and Grand Strand, and Dillon bounced back with a big win last night, defeating Ayner in region play 49-7. Manning and Mullins looked like a good matchup on paper, both teams with excellent records, but Manning and the Monarchs, they were too strong for the Auctioneers, 33-6, that final score. Also around the PD last night in the Grand Strand, Woodland 19, Andrews 6, it was Lake City 30, Atlantic Collegiate 10, Lakeview 28, Carver's Bay 6, Shiraw 30, Central 13, Andrew Jackson 32, Chesterfield 14. East Clarendon and Kingstree hooked up in a big offensive night. It was East Clarendon with the win, 42-36. Marlboro County all over Georgetown, 64-15. Hannah Pamplico down Green Sea Floyd's, 42-7. Latta shut out Hemingway, 48-0. Also in the Grand Strand PD area last night, Louisville, 34, Lee Central, 14. Myrtle Beach, 35, Conway, 6. The Seahawks capture the victory bell once again in that rivalry game. North Myrtle Beach, 28, Socasty, 14. Carolina Forest, 62, St. James, 14. It was Loris, 40, Waccamaw, 14. And Hartsville, big winner over Crestwood, 41-7. We'll have more scores in just a moment.
Set your youth up for a lifetime of financial success with Smart Start from Founders Federal Credit Union. Smart Start products and educational resources help teach kids and teens the basics of saving, budgeting, and smart spending. Help them learn smart money skills to jumpstart their financial journey with Smart Start savings, debit, certificates, and educational resources. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/smartstart. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Touchstone Energy Cooperative members save more on electricity, and members save more on insurance, groceries, healthcare, restaurants, travel, concerts, and sporting events through co-op connections. Touchstone Energy is an alliance of the member-owned electric cooperatives, and as a member, the power is yours. Experience the power of co-op membership with Touchstone Energy and find out how much you can save on electricity and a whole lot more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Around the Low Country last night, Branchville and Baptist Hill, good matchup on paper there. Two teams with excellent records. Branchville undefeated, stays that way, defeating Baptist Hill 36-20. Rivalry game, Goose Creek and Berkeley, nearby high schools. Goose Creek gets the win in a close one, 13-10. It was Beaufort 23, Colleton County nothing. Fort Dorchester 34, West Ashley 21, Hampton County 39, Lake Marion 7. Somerville rolled over James Island, 26-0. It was May River, 35, Bishop England, 8. Also around the Low Country, Oceanside Collegiate, 41, North Charleston, 8. Philip Simmons, 50, and Burke, 8. It was St. John's, 48, Bethune-Bowman, 20. Ashley Ridge, no trouble with Stahl, 72-0, that final score. Stratford, 42, Lucy Beckham, 38, Timberland 47, Academic Magnet 7, Wando beat Cane Bay 28-21, Well Branch edged Edisto 20-18. Around Skeezah in South Carolina last night, Beaufort Academy 48, Faith Christian 6, Ben Lippin 10, Heathwood Hall 6, Bethesda Academy 35, Dillon Christian 6, Cathedral Academy 52, Cross Schools 8, Colleton Prep 30, Patrick Henry 19, Florence Christian 48, Camden Military 19, Greenwood Christian 48, Thomas Sumter 19, Hilton Head Christian 44, First Baptist 14. It was John Paul II 40, Hilton Head Prep nothing, Lawrence Academy 50, Oak Brook Prep 20, Northside Christian 23, Orangeburg Prep 14, Portugal 28, Northwood Academy 12, Richard Wynn 48, King Academy 28, St. John's Christian 48, Christian Academy 20, Thomas Hayward 48, Andrew Jackson 6, Wilson Hall 34, Trinity Collegiate 7. That'll do it for the High School Football Recap Show. This is Phil Kornblut reporting on the Sports Talk Media Network.